coming off a weekend, we often reference things that might have been going on over the weekend, things that maybe you took note of, participated. Of course, the news this weekend, even though it goes back to last Friday, certainly should note, I mean, my gosh, what were you doing? What was it, around 3 o'clock Friday when the tornado hit in Gaylord? Just, you know, from what our Great Lakes Bay Region standpoint here at our studios, went just over 100 miles north. And around here, it was just a pleasant Friday afternoon.
Yeah. It's a supercell. I heard there was some huge hail that went through that area, too.
I was out on a baseball field doing practice when a parent came up to me as they were picking up one of their players, and said, hey, did you hear about the tornado in Gaylord? I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you would have, obviously, again, it's 100 miles north, but still in relative, you know, distance. Mm-hmm. I mean, as nice as it was here to know that that was going on.
Yeah, I know. I'd heard about it Friday evening, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was in the afternoon, but
yep.
Wow.
And EF3.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful. Most powerful since 2012 when one hit Dexter.
And what I heard, 17-mile path? Was that what I'd heard?
Wouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah,
I know it hit primarily west, did the most damage, just west of I-75 along 32, and then jumped over the freeway and continued on. I did hear from our friends at Treetops that they dodged a bullet. Were not hit. They were quite happy, but sad about what happened to the rest of the community.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of cleanup. Mm-hmm. We're hearing about a couple of deaths, a lot of injuries. So
yeah, there was a group in Freeland gathered a bunch of supplies and things and took it up to there to be distributed at a church and Red Cross, and also some gift cards that they collected money for. So there are people from outside that area trying to help out a lot as well.
Watching the footage that a lot of people took that day, I mean, who were the road and you know, who just basically had to stay, they had nowhere to go. They had to stay in their cars, and just watching that, you don't really get, I don't know what the word is. I hate to say the word appreciate, but the power of a tornado until you see it like that.
And I heard there were some people in their cars that were flipped.
Yeah.
Well, with people in the cars.
Yes.
And then there were a lot of other cars that remained upright but were damaged, like things went sailing through windows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can only sit here and talk about and acknowledge it. Hopefully will be better in the coming days as people continue to support their own community right there. And as you said, outside the community, people stepping up. I know the governor declared the disaster.
Right.
So that hopefully helps things out, too. But, man, just, you know, we talk about, you know, most people are talking about what a glorious weekend it was, you know, and things that they got done, but obviously very different in the Gaylord community. Mm-hmm.
The governor went up there Friday night along with Senator Jim Stamas from Midland, who represents that area. So both of them were there to lend their words of support and the state assistance.
One of the things that I had a chance to experience over the weekend, you know, going into the weekend, one of the things we talked about going on was how there was going to be a little traffic jam in the area of the Saginaw Township Soccer Complex.
Oh, yes. Did you experience one?
Because of the state tournament at the soccer complex.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, at the same time that was going on Saturday, across the street at Valley Lutheran High School, there was a Lutheran school's regional track meet going on.
Oh, no.
And?
Regional, yeah.
And a baseball game that was scheduled that day, too.
Oh, my goodness.
To say that it was busy around that
area. I bet.
Holy cow. Thankfully, the police were there, had cones set up. It's just like you didn't, you know, I know what's happened, but just to experience, it was like the convergence of a perfect storm of traffic. It's like people just wandering around trying to find places to park.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they took advantage of some of the Valley Lutheran field parking. And I think the St. Demetrios Church offered some event parking, too, down the street.
Oh, the Greek church.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we had word for you in advance that it was going to happen.
Yeah, right.
And it sure did.
And there it was. PGA Championship.
Wow. Surprise.
Seven strokes down?
Yeah.
Justin Thomas in a playoff?
Wow, he really came charging back.
Of course, Justin Thomas, I think it was just destined to win. Remember, he was the golfer that we talked about on Friday, who was endearing himself to the fans, saying,
right,
man, $18 beer. What's that about? And then he goes out and wins.
Yeah. And they gave him a standing ovation after he did it. Pereira just lost it at the tail end.
Yeah.
He was looking so good. Would have been a first-time winner of a PGA and tournament. And he just blew it, pulling in the water on 18. And
yeah.
Just couldn't recover. He ended up with a double bogey on that hole.
Probably, yeah, easily his worst shot of the tournament. And it came at the worst time.
Pressure.
Absolutely.
The last couple holes, he indicated that that's what got to him.
Right. And then you saw Thomas, who already won this title before, 5 years ago, I think?
Yeah, this is the second time in 5 years. Okay.
And he's won, he also won another 14 titles. He was a bit calmer under pressure, made some really huge shots down the stretch, and then including that three-hole playoff.
But he was playing the playoff with someone who had never won before either.
That is true.
That would have been his first win, so it would have been nice to see that as well.
Yeah, exactly. That is true. But Will Zalatoris, though, he has been he's been making a name for himself the last, I think, 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been kind of finishing up here in the top 5, top 10 of some of these majors. So I think that's a name everybody should remember. I think his time is coming.
Just give him time.
Yeah.
We will keep that one in mind.
Yep.
Another thing, and did I miss this? I'm sure you're paying attention to it. The French Open's underway?
Yeah, French Open is underway. Yes.
How did that sneak up on us?
Just like everything. Yeah, I know. It did. Just kind of snuck up on everybody. But I watched. It was on the NBC. Had some coverage yesterday for a couple of hours. So watched that. Saw Coco Gauff, the 18-year-old American. She won. So, French Open underway.
Maybe got lost because of the PGA Championship.
Well, I think because you've got the PGA Championship, you've got the playoffs happening in basketball and in hockey. Yeah, the Preakness. Somehow that got lost a little bit, too.
Second leg of the Triple Crown. Of course, with the winner of the horses. Kentucky Derby not racing, maybe that got...
That did, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about the Preakness, too.
Right.
Jeez.
So lots going on if you are a huge sports fan.
It was a very hot day there, but fortunately it ran at 7:01 at night, so it had cooled down a little bit.
Really? 7:01?
Yeah.
Man.
It's another late one, The Kentucky Derby seemed to run later, and so did this one.
Yep.
It used to be like around 5:30.
But keeps going later and later.
Used to be.
Right.
And we got to pay attention, I guess, a little bit to our Detroit Tigers. Nice victory yesterday.
Yeah,
but
good one.
On Friday, Tarek Skubal, who was just pitching lights out.
Yeah.
Takes a line shot off the shin and has to leave the game. Another Tiger starter going down. Now, help me if I need some accuracy here. I've heard that he's going to miss a start, but he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
If you've read that he's going to miss a start, I think that were they hoping or did they? Was that an announcement that they made yesterday?
Trying to think of where I...
Okay.
You know, and again, maybe
if it's just a start, though, considering that it was a wicked shot off his knee, or off his leg, he had no idea. So considering everything else the Tigers pitching staff has had to go through with all these injuries, all right, that's not too bad.
I can tell you, shin really hurts. I mean, there's not a lot of muscle right there around the front side there.
No.
Well, when that happened, it was noted that every starter in the Tigers' rotation, when the season opened, has now left a game with some sort of injury. And in fact, somebody's done some research, and it says here that so far this season, the Tigers have used 10 different starters, second only to the 1939. You heard that?
I saw that, yeah.
And it'll be number 11 today, when Elvin Rodriguez makes his first Major League start for the Tigers. He's pitched for the Tigers. He pitched a little while ago, but that was in relief, so he's going to make a start. So, wow. There was a note also referencing that 1939 Tigers team that had to use all those starters. That one of those starters that they eventually used was some guy named Hal Newhouser.
Oh, wow.
So which one of these Tiger starters that we're using hopefully steps up into a Hall of Fame career from out of nowhere? Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. It's been pretty bleak here for the Tigers. But Tarek Skubal, I think everybody can be happy with him. He's been delivering.
He delivered.
I would say he's probably the MVP of this team so far.
So far. Currently on a streak of, 19 scoreless innings?
Yep.
So simply comes back from that injury and doesn't suffer any ill effects except more than a bruise.
How's his batting?
Put him in the lineup. It's 6:51 on WSGW. Votani can do it. Skubal can do it.